Chapter 2. An Explanation. Let me press pause here, guys, before you think I'm a total bitch. It wasn't that I wasn't pleased that they were so excited. Of course I was. It's just that I didn't know how I'd fit in now. I wasn't a natural with children. The only things that had run through my head the few times I'd been around a very little baby were the same things that had run through my head in school netball lessons. Don't drop it, don't drop it. And at all costs, avoid the one in the red bib. But I knew they would be. They were two of the best people I'd ever met, and they were going to bring another human being onto this earth. He or she might become, in order of desirability, a humanitarian, a tennis champion, a firefighter, an IT person, a prostitute, an estate agent. And I would know this kid and love it, hopefully, as much as I loved them. It was just such a shock that this was happening now. These were supposed to be the last few halcyon days before we finally settled down. We were in our mid to late 20s, in that wilderness where you stop listening to current music and rediscover your favourite band from the 90s. In my case, the seminal punk-cum indie band Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. You buy skinny t-shirts with the band's logo emblazoned on them, only to find they don't fit like they used to, and plan an expedition to see them play a reunion gig. Only to find out your cousin's getting married the same weekend and you've got to do a reading of a poem she's penned herself, which contains lines like, I always threw away the travel section of The Guardian till I met you. And, I love the way we use your ex-girlfriend's wine glasses and both feel nothing but jubilance and I genuinely wish her the best.